礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他跟美国同事 Amy 约好一起吃午饭。
对不起啊 Amy， 让你久等了，办公室有点事儿。
Nothing big I hope。
一位客户在电话里给我留言，但是他说的太快了，我反复听了五六遍才把他的电话号码记下来。
Many people don't realize that they need to slow down when they are leaving their phone number on voicemail.
就是啊，而且啊，往往越是到最后讲电话号码的时候，有些人讲话的速度就越快，你真不知道他们是怎么想的。
Neither do I, but it is all too common. There is a simple solution which shows courtesy on your part.
What's that?
You should give your name and phone number at the beginning of the message and repeat your number at the end.
你是说上来先说一遍电话号码，到留言结束前再重复一遍，那这样做有什么好处呢？
If the person you are calling has trouble understanding the phone number, he gets a second chance at the end of the message. If that doesn't help, he only has to replay the beginning of the message to hear it again.
没错，今天我反复听那个留言啊，就是因为留言太长了，要从头听到尾才能等到回电号码的部分。
Uh-oh. It looks as if we should start back to the office. I have a meeting in 20 minutes.
陈豪和 Amy 一起走回办公室。
After all the trouble you had understanding the number, were you able to reach your client before you came to lunch?
别提了，他肯定是留完言就走了。我打过去的时候已经没人了。
I find that very inconsiderate. If you know you are leaving your office as soon as you hang up, the polite thing to do is let others know you are going to be away from your desk and tell them when you will return.
对呀、啊，我发现啊，很多人离开办公室的时候都会修改语音信箱的问候词。
That's a good idea. It not only lets other people know when you will be available, it sends a clear message that you are thoughtful as well as efficient.
上次休假的时候，我也特别录制了语音信箱的问候词，告诉来电话的人我什么时候回来。结果啊，回来以后忘了改回去，最后还是客户告诉我说，你的留言过时喽。
Listen to your own greeting from time to time, so that doesn't happen. In fact, I recommend you change your greeting whenever you are out of the office for more than a few hours. Then make it a habit to change it again when you return.
我现在就是这样。每次出差或是休假，只要是半天以上，我都会修改留言。我发现啊，如果养成习惯，这样做其实并不麻烦。